Well, it's not Friday, it's a throwback Thursday. Good morning, Lagos. What's up, Lagos? Yes, cheers to life. I know, it's 29th of December already. You know, in a couple of days, we'll be saying, Happy New Year, guys. Welcome to 2023. Oh, my God. Anyway, my name is Mary Anacole. 9 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. Welcome to the show. Oh, that makes sure that your 2 hours, the only 2 hours that you spend mid-morning, is worth it, totally worth it. This is where Lagos's best conversation resides. Good morning, Lagos. And what's up, Lagos? Yes, we are already in Lagos. But if you do not know where Lagos is, I'm going to take you to Lagos. I will show you the Lagos style and you know how we do it right here. My name is Mary Anacole. And of course, from now till 12 o'clock, it promises to be a fun time. Laughter, discussions, great conversations, insightful ones. And of course, we make sense of everything. At the end of the day, we just don't laugh our lives away. We also try as much as possible to talk about things that affect us and try to find solutions. All right. This morning, we're starting off with our sound off, and I want to sound off on something that's bothered me, you know, over, you know, the week, from the weekend into this week. And I really think that there are lots of things that we overlook. So we're going to talk about that. And later on, we're going to muse on Lagos. Lagos, you know, Banky did a song called Ain't No Party Like a Lagos Party. I'm going to play you an audio from a South African lady who decided to fly from South Africa to Lagos to experience Christmas in Lagos. And she had a lot to say, a lot of giggles. But then, I mean, we're Lagosians. We're going to have to agree or disagree on what she has to say. But until then, we're going to be musing. And right after that, we're going to be talking about NIMC. Yes, we're putting them on the chopping board today. You do not want to miss any bit of today's show. So once again, welcome, Lagos.
But life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sports, Nigeria's Toby Amuso has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Badruba, has been arraigned before an Ogbe magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off,
where we bring these issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Keep a date.
All right, it's time for Sound Off. So I want to quickly sound off. I mean, I know that Lagos is blessed with a lot of nice beach fronts and, you know, a lot of people love to go to the beach, especially when it's, holidays, whether it's public holiday, whether it's Christmas, it's the New Year's, it's October 1. You know, people love to go to the beaches, but I'm going to sound off on the beachgoers. I'm going to sound off on the beachfront owners, the businesses that run around the beaches. I'm sure you all know where I'm going. Recently, we had mishaps around the beaches. And I'll tell you what, we also had a lot of, you know, gridlock around those areas because, you see, the lower the pay to go into the beach, the easier for more people to, you know, stuff themselves into those beaches. So I've been thinking about it. What's supposed to be the limit of people that you allow into a certain beach? Because I'm sure we have a lot. I don't want to call names, but you know, the whole stretch from Oniru all the way down to Ekpe, we have, I mean, a long list of private beaches, public beaches, and, you know, people pay. So if you're going to the beach, okay, what should you be considering? Because safety has to be paramount for whatever business you do. I recently heard that Wonderland was shut down because of an electrocution. Everybody's in a hurry to put their business together because they want to grab the people who are coming for the holidays, the celebrants, the, you know, party goers, the fun seekers. But are we prioritizing safety? And that's why I'm talking about the waterfront this morning. Mishaps keep happening around those areas. What are these businesses putting in place to make sure that these waterfronts are safe? do you have bay watches or what do they call them now? I'm going to get that name. The guys or the ladies who can swim, who are supposed to be seated, around, positioned around the, waterfront in case somebody is about to drown or something bad is going to happen. I don't think they're called Baywatch. Baywatch is for, I'm not sure. But anyway, you know what I mean. So, do we have lifeguards? Yes. Do we have those guys who, are watching to rescue, something happens? Because you see, it's not everybody who goes to the beach that's able to swim. Some people just go to put their feet in water. How many people consider that they need those guys? Do you employ them, or you just employ bouncers to collect money at the gate? When people get into the beach and sit down there for, to have picnics or whatever in your cabanas, and then they decide to take a long walk down to the waterside, who's watching? Again, I ask, what should be the limit of people who go to these beaches so that you can actually cater to them? You can be able to watch to see what's happening at different positions. Do we have this? Has this been considered in any way? And this goes to all of those beach and waterfronts across Lagos. Do we consider these things? Because people are dying on a daily. People are dying on a daily. Sometimes the ones that get reported, those ones get the kind of reactions that we're getting now. Everybody's screaming at the business owners around the waterfront. But then we will go back. How many of us are insisting that there be lifeguards or whatever we want to call them, bay watchers, the guys who are there to make sure that nothing goes wrong? And if something goes wrong, they're there to save divers. How many people, these businesses round, I'm talking about all of these beach fronts, do we consider that? Are you not supposed to necessarily have a minimum or maximum for capacity so that you can cater to that crowd? Because I'm imagining if I go to the beach and then there's so many people that, going in and out can be so much of a hard work. I mean, I've been to the beach, I think it was 2019, and I promised myself never to show up at the beach on a Christmas day or on Boxing Day. Never. So I'm not in any way saying you can't do your business, but do we consider safety when we're putting up these businesses, or we're just looking at the numbers and the money that we're making because it's Yuletide season or it's because it's a holiday season? So I'm just wondering, dear beachgoers, when you next time you want to go to a beach, consider your safety, the safety of the person you're carrying along and the person that's being carried along by the person you carried along. Consider that if you do not know how to swim, please don't go close to the water. Dear beach owners or beachfront owners, please employ lifeguards or bay watchers, whatever you want to call them. Don't just get bouncers and security men. What about those who protect the people, and ensure the safety of the people who are going close to the water? Dear parents, when you're taking your kids to the beach, even if you have to put a leash around their waist, please do so. Let safety be your number one priority when you're out. Yes, you're going out to have fun, but please prioritize your safety. One death is one too many. And that's Sound Off. It's still the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Mary Anacombe. This is What's Up Lagos. 18 minutes come past the 10 o'clock hour. I did talk about Lagos Party. A Lagos Party. I don't know. I wish I could play that song, but I can't. I'm sorry. Too much to explain. Anyway, we've heard, for those of us who are Lagosians and those of us who were not Lagosians before now, we've heard that there is no party like a Lagos Party. Because at a Lagos party, we don't trouble nobody. But then everybody wants to party in Lagos. You know what I mean? A lot of people just got in. They just got in because they want to celebrate Christmas in Lagos. Anyway, South African lady jumped on a plane to come be part of the Lagos experience. And she had a lot to say. I'm going to try to play before we go on this quick break. And when we come back, I would like to take your thoughts, okay? Take a listen.
To know is that there is no Christmas like that Christmas of Nigeria. Oh, that Christmas in Nigeria is so much fun. The best Christmas in the world is going to be where? It's going to be in Nigeria, December. That's where you need to be. That's where the fun is at. But now listen. Now I'm on the flight, right? I'm going to Nigeria. This flight is leaving from where? From Johannesburg. So in the flight, it's a lot of Nigerians that live in South Africa that they are going home for Christmas, okay? Did I know that there's so many Nigerians? I saw them on at the airport that day. They are going to Nigeria. They're going back home for Christmas. They bought everything from Woolworths. they bought everything from Woolworths. Woolworths, Game, Bep, all the stores. I see them. They are going back home for Christmas. So I have to be on this flight with these Nigerians. Okay, fine. So we get on the flight. Flight is moving. Everyone is happy on the flight. The vibes are vibing. Like this flight, everyone is excited to go home. Everyone is talking. Everyone is laughing. So, you know, we are also just sitting next to a nice guy. We're just talking. The next thing, you know, for me, I'm like, okay, this flight, we're just here in Africa. We're going to another African country. You know, this shouldn't be a long flight. I think it was 6 hours or something. And then, man, guys, seventh hour. I think I was tired, so I fell asleep. I'm like, man, we are still on this flight. Hi, man, the flight is not landing. The guy sitting next to me, the guy says, you've been sleeping since. And I'm like, what's going on? He said, there's trouble now. I'm like, what's going on? Apparently, there's traffic in Lagos. Did I even know this? I didn't even know this, guys. I didn't even know this was a thing. Man, there is traffic in Lagos. There is no parking space for our flight, okay? So the flight is roaming around the air because we don't have space to land in Lagos. At this point, we have been roaming around forever, and I think the airplane is going to run out of petrol. It was horrible. And then when it's going to be an announcement, everyone is like, shh, we are all hoping for good. We are all hoping for good news. We want space. We want parking space, guys, for the airplane. There is no parking space in Lagos. The spaces are full. Everyone is coming from all over the world. I didn't know this, like, that everyone comes, like, so much, you know, come back home for Christmas. To the point that there's no space to park at the airport. You know, they've been updating us what's going on. So now they're like, oh, no. It looks like we might have to go and land in a neighboring country. What's the neighboring? Damn, I forgot the neighboring country. But guys, it's possible that we might have to land in a neighboring country. And then people will take other means of transportation to actually make it to their country. I was like, what the hell? I've never had such a thing, guys. Can you imagine? It's like, I'm going to South Africa. When we get to Joburg, we're in the sky. Then there's no parking. And then they tell us, no, you might go land in Zimbabwe. I would be so frustrated. Everyone got frustrated in the flight. But one thing about Nigerians, guys, they will pray. If I tell you, so I'm like, you know, they announced that we might have to go land in a neighboring country. And then the guy next to me didn't even say, let's pray. I just said, Father God, oh! And then the whole plane is praying. The whole plane is praying. Oh my God. We keep roaming around, and every time there's an announcement, everyone is just like waiting in anticipation because everyone is hoping for good news. And then finally, they announce that, oh, we found the parking. Oh, God, oh, thank God, oh, God, oh, God. What a miracle working God. I mean, I would do it again, guys. I would roam in the sky again for that Lagos Christmas.
Okay. So that is the South African woman's, well, she laughed a lot, in you know, but I'm going to come back to find out what you guys think about her Lagos experience. But InfoGirl is here with some information. So what's up, Lagos 99.3 Nigeria? In for 40 minutes, come past the 10 o'clock hour. I played you an audio of a lady's experience when she came to be part of the Nigerian December. You know how she called it? A Nigerian December.
Nigerian December.
She heard. But in her words, she had never heard of air traffic.
Yeah.
Or going to land in. I say there was traffic in Lagos. And then the other thing that she talked about, that Nigerians can pray.
You don't know the last of it. What? We pride ourselves in that.
Oh, thank you, God. Hey, thank you, Jesus. Hey.
What are you telling me?
Let's talk about this lady's experience. Let's talk about it. For those of you who listened, I'm going to play it again. But I want, for those of you who have listened to what she said, what are your reservations? Do you agree with her? I think Info Girl agrees.
Yes,
no.
I'm like, yeah, come on and drag us if you want. Yeah. What's the thing with, because you're talking about the comments, how some people were like, what does she mean? Nigerians, my fellow Nigerians, why is it that when you get dragged for the things that are obvious, you always tend to want to defend yourself? But when you come out and drag other people, you want them to succumb. That's not going to happen. We know it's true.
But was she dragging us, or was she just
Whatever it is she was doing.
Her genuine experience, and it cracked her up how Nigerians really are.
But some people found it offensive. That's
very offensive. Some people found it offensive. But anyway, Lagos, let's talk. They say there's no party like a Lagos party. And this lady wanted to come and experience Nigeria and Lagos
and
party. And she said she will do it again. Even though she pointed out some of our coins. Join the conversation. 0700 993 993 993. That's 0700 993 993 993. I mean, it's not news. I have flown to the UAE before, and there was some air traffic, and we hovered for a bit before we landed. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe she's never experienced it, but I mean, people are dragging her like, auntie, is this your first time flying? What do you mean by we're going to another country to
fly? Her first time flying to a country that something like that happens, so she has every right to come and do whatever.
Besides, I heard that recently there was no lights at the international airport, and planes could not land.
Yeah, so did you guys hear about that one too?
0700 993 993 993. That's 0700 993 993 993. If you are a lady, you can call 01465 7190, 01465 7190. What's up, Lagos? Let's go to the phone lines. Dragging.com. Hello, good morning. Oh dear, please call us back if you can. 0700 993 993 993. I really want to play this audio, but I want to take some thoughts before we go back to the audio. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hey, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hey, cheers to life. Yes. Good morning. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Me is the only Ezi of Odogboluland.
Ezi.
Where is the other man now?
He's on holiday.
He went to
Australia. Oh. You see, I know.
Ezi, turn off your radio. Ezi, turn off your radio.
Oh, please. I'm sorry. Me now?
Yes, we can.
Yes, you see, no light for airport, no parking space for Lagos. Now, wow, that is a big, I don't know what we call it, that one now. I don't know. Nigeria should be making us happy now.
Mm. Are you not happy?
Let there be parking space in Lagos. And let there be light in the airport. Because light
let
is
there
light.
Be and there was. Thank you.
Thank you, Eze, for calling. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh, dear. Apologies. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. I want to play this audio again because I want you to listen very carefully. It's very important that we listen to what she has to say. She laughed a lot. Some things cracked her up because for her, she's never seen it. But then let's listen to what she has to say.
One thing that you need to know is that there is no Christmas like that, Christmas of Nigeria. Oh, that Christmas in Nigeria is so much fun. The best Christmas in the world is going to be where? It's going to be in Nigeria, December. That's where you need to be. That's where the fun is at. But now listen. Now I'm on the flight, right? I'm going to Nigeria. This flight is leaving from where? From Johannesburg. So in the flight, it's a lot of Nigerians that live in South Africa that they are going home for Christmas, okay? Did I know that there's so many Nigerians? I saw them at the airport that day. They are going to Nigeria. They're going back home for Christmas. They bought everything from Woolworths. They bought everything from Woolworths. Woolworths, Game, Beb, all the stores, I see them. They are going back home for Christmas. So I have to be on this flight with these Nigerians. Okay, fine. So we get on the flight. flight is moving. Everyone is happy on the flight. The vibes are vibing. Like, this flight, everyone is excited to go home. Everyone is talking. Everyone is laughing. So, you know, we are also just sitting next to a nice guy. We're just talking. The next thing, you know, for me, I'm like, okay, this flight, we're just here in Africa. We're going to another African country. You know, this shouldn't be a long flight. I think it was 6 hours or something. And then, man, guys, 7th hour. I think I was tired, so I fell asleep. I'm like, man, we are still on this flight. Hi, man, the flight is not landing. The guy sitting next to me, the guy says, you've been sleeping since. And I'm like, what's going on? He said, there's trouble now. I'm like, what's going on? Apparently, there's traffic in Lagos. Did I even know this? I didn't even know this, guys. I didn't even know this was a thing. Man, there is traffic in Lagos. There is no parking space for our flight, okay? So the flight is roaming around the air because we don't have space to land in Lagos. At this point, we have been roaming around forever, and I think the airplane is going to run out of petrol. It was horrible. And then when it's going to be an announcement, everyone is like, shh, we are all hoping for good. We are all hoping for good news. We want space. We want parking space, guys, for the airplane. There is no parking space in Lagos. The spaces are full. Everyone is coming from all over the world. I didn't know this, like, that everyone comes, like, so much, you know, come back home for Christmas. To the point that there's no space to park at the airport. You know, they've been updating us what's going on. So now they're like, oh, no. It looks like we might have to go and land in a neighboring country. What's the neighboring? Damn, I forgot the neighboring country. But guys, it's possible that we might have to land in a neighboring country. And then people will take other means of transportation to actually make it to their country. I was like, what the hell? I've never had such a thing, guys. Can you imagine? It's like, I'm going to South Africa. When we get to Joburg, we're in the sky. Then there's no parking. And then they tell us, no, you might go go land in Zimbabwe. I would be so frustrated. Everyone got frustrated in the flight. But one thing about Nigerians, guys, they will pray. If I tell you, so I'm like, you know, they announce that you might have to go land in a neighboring country. And then the guy next to me didn't even say, let's pray. I just said, Father God, oh. And then the whole plane is praying. The whole plane is praying. Oh, my God. We keep roaming around. And every time there's an announcement, everyone is just like waiting in anticipation because everyone is hoping for good news. And then finally, they announce that, oh, we found the parking. Oh, God, oh, thank God, oh, God. What a miracle working God. I mean, I would do it again, guys. I would roam in the sky again for that Lagos Christmas.
No, I like how she is. She's a really great storyteller. I kid you, not. But Lagos, let's react to these ladies' experience. First time experience. She came to Lagos. She came to enjoy a Nigerian party. 0700-993-993-993. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Turn off your radio, please.
Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah. Cheers to life. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Sunji. And I'm a hairline and somebody from Ikeja. So what the woman is saying is not, you know, in this Lagos. The only thing that can cause most people not to land in Lagos is weather.
Mm.
For her to now say that parking space is a thing. We even have a station, international station now.
Mm.
Most things we have already gone far from all those things she's saying.
Mm.
Which year did she come that she's saying that she cannot land, a plane cannot land, an aircraft cannot land in an international airport here? She's just saying all these things she's saying is nothing. The only thing that she can say for me that I can believe is that weather. The weather is not okay.
Mm.
I can't believe her.
All right.
That the weather is not okay.
All right. Oh. I appreciate you. We have to take other calls before we quickly go for the news. So let's take another call. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Please turn off your radio.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah,
cheers
yeah.
to life. Good morning.
Look, that woman made me laugh. And Nigeria should be proud. Can you imagine somebody telling you Nigerians are coming home?
Are you Liberian?
No,
are you Liberian? Hold on.
I'm Liberian, no.
Oh, I can tell. Okay.
You see, the woman, you should be proud that the economy of the airport is running. Please are coming home and there's no parking space. She's not saying that the runway is not good. She said there are many planes coming home and there's no parking space. Nigeria should be proud. And she said the best place to spend Christmas is in Nigeria. Oh, come on. What's up, Lagos? I'm with you.
Thank you very much for calling. I love the Liberian accent. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey! Cheers to life. Good morning.
Cheers to life.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Clinton from Alaba.
Go ahead.
The girl has made us to understand that the Nigerian prays a lot. That's the area I'm
talking about. Hey, we can pray.
He's not talking of London and they not landed. That prayer, Nigeria has so many pastors, even in the air, in the sea, in the land, even in the kitchen. There are so many pastors. So it's not everything that we call God. They were praying in them. You know, she's making chest of us. You know, making, if you look at it, she's slapping while talking about that. It's not everything that if you fight with your wife, it's God. If you go to market and you didn't buy something to eat, it's God. So, let's be far from that, please. Let's be realistic. Yeah.
Okay, so he's saying we pray too much. Is prayer enough? Do we pray enough?
Is prayer too much?
I don't know. Little prayer is enough, Abby. Anyway, but I mean, some people, the people who were responding to the lady were saying, they were saying that she's making jest of us. Why is she slandering
us?
Dragging. But I think that there's some fun to it. I like how she laughed. But then, I don't know. Like I said, I don't see, you know, air traffic as a problem. It's not a new thing for Sim. So when
but
she
it
says
it was new to her, that's it was, why.
I guess. But guys, we have to go for the news. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk more about what this lady had to say about her Nigerian Christmas experience. Stay with us. What's up, Lagos? 3 minutes gone past the 11 o'clock hour. We've been talking about the South African lady who's been discussing about her experience coming to a Nigerian Christmas, and she shared her experience on TikTok. And she made some points about how Nigerians like to pray, how Nigerians are excited to be flying from different parts of the world to be part of the Christmas in Nigeria. But then she talked about the fact that she was in the sky longer than she should have been because, according to her, the flight had announced that they could not find where to land because there was some form of air traffic. Okay, somebody said I should send them the link. They want to see the face of this lady. Don't worry, go on my Instagram. I'm going to put it on my Insta story so you can click on it and watch. My Instagram is MIMIEYO. Click on it and you can watch it. But in the meantime, why do you think that there's so many Nigerians that are very apprehensive? You know, they're very angry. They're dragging this lady down. How dare you? How dare you talk about Nigeria like that? But then also a guy called, I think one of our first callers, he said it was he works with airlines and that there can never be air traffic in. Are you serious? Really, are you serious?
He's a professional.
He said it's only weather that can allow that to happen. Really? Well, I don't fly planes. I would have loved to be an air hostess in my next life because those ladies are gorgeous. I like how they dress, especially the Qatar. The ladies in Qatar. Did you see them at the World Cup? They look so good. And maybe the UAE guys. I like how they look. I would like to dress like that, but I don't think I have the patience.
Perfectly.
Have you seen how people behave in flight? You need a lot of training and coaching, patience from heaven. But then, I mean, gorgeous, gorgeous. So I might not necessarily be like, you know, in the airline business. I might not be a pilot. But if you're a pilot, can you call me and tell me if anything this lady said is something to go by? But in the meantime, those of you who listen, what did you get from this lady's conversation with us?
All right, this guy says, I don't know if it's a guy, Audi from Akute says, good morning. My take about what the lady was saying is simply that Nigerians are good people and that she loved it being in Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
The no parking thing is everywhere. That's just to show how we love our beloved country.
Audi. Yes. I mean, that's what the librarian said. He said it should be a plus for us that everybody's coming to Nigeria.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can say that. Tony from Moe says, what's up, Lagos? Believe me, honestly, when you were playing that recording, I was laughing to the extent of shedding tears. The lady never make mock of us, but saying the truth that as far as Nigerians are concerned, it doesn't matter where they live. To them, there's no place like home. Secondly, Nigerians never joke with prayer.
Yes,
thirdly,
yes.
As far as Christmas is concerned, in the whole world, Nigeria is the best place to celebrate Christmas.
Yes,
then fourthly, she would gladly come again and again. That's Tony from Moe.
Yeah, and that's how she ended it. She said, I will do it again. I will hang in the air just to be back for a Lagos or Nigerian Christmas. So come on.
Say what?
All right. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Cheers to life. Good morning.
Good morning. Mary, it's not a pleasure experience to be hooked in the air.
I know, I've been there, I know.
It has happened to me when I was in Nigeria Airways. As a worker there, as a staff, way back then.
Wow.
So, it wasn't a pleasant experience. We were hovering for almost about 20 minutes.
Wow, that's a long time.
And the aircraft crew, they were friendly before. Immediately that thing happened, they were not friendly anymore. They were just moving into the cabin and coming out. So I suspect that something must have gone on. Ah. The pilot announced that, okay, because of the hazy weather, we are not able to land as scheduled. So everybody went into prayer.
As usual. Yeah. So that lady is not lying. We like to pray.
It's not parking space. But it's about the weather. It's about this time of the year at that time.
Sincerely, I don't know where she got parking space from. It sounded more like parking a car.
She didn't listen properly. It wasn't parking space.
Maybe she didn't because...
No, it wasn't parking space. It was hazy weather. The weather was not clear enough.
Mm.
So the plane now has to land through the bush into the tarmac. We just all the luggage was falling. It was by the grace of God we were able to land it properly, react into the tarmac properly through the bush path, through a farm near the tarmac. So that was what happened. Well, it was fun all the way because of the weather, the everything there. So at this time of the year, I remember in 1987.
Thank you very much for calling. No, I don't even like turbulence, but I like to fly. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello. What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Just in life. Good morning, Victor.
Yes. I bet make the girl no worry. Coming here 2023 December. May she come back. By that time, someone will finish the second airport.
That's nice.
Okay.
This is good faith.
Okay.
Finally,
I'll take it. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. And if you are a lady, call 01465-7190. I'm going to take a few more calls and then we'll wrap this up so we can talk about the NIMC experience. Yes. All right, the phone lines are still buzzing. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
It's life.
Good morning.
Good morning, ma.
Morning.
I'm sorry, ma. Please, I wanted to ask if you got my account details on Monday.
Who's this?
Esther from Ikotun.
Esther, we kept announcing that you should send. We got your details, but then you were being called and you were not picking your calls. The number that you didn't pick
my
your call.
My phone went off on that day.
You see, I said it that day. We don't want excuses. When you're called, take your calls. But you didn't take your calls, so now you're calling me to complain. How am I supposed to help you?
No, my phone went off. It wasn't reachable on that day. You could ask the person that called. It never went through.
Okay, we'll try again.
Okay, should I resend the details?
Yes, please resend them.
Okay,
thank you very much. All right, we want to quickly take some calls and go. Oh, sorry about that. We'll take one more call and go for a quick break. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh, dear. Everybody's trying to call at the same time. Anyway, we'll take one more call because we have to go on a very quick break and come back to talk about the NIMC. That's NIN. Well, a lot of people have been complaining about the fact that there has been a problem, one problem or the other, with the information on their NIN. And for them to go correct it, they're being asked to pay some money. But before we go into that, I'll take one more call. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Cheers to life. Good morning.
Morning. I want to contribute on the lady's story. I think she has made a very good remark about the whole thing, mm-hmm. about Nigeria. But I think the only place I'm not really comfortable with is the area where there is no other landing space in Nigeria, within Nigeria. At least the flight should be able to land in a neighboring state instead of looking for a neighboring country. Mm. I think that part is not really that cool about Nigeria. But generally, I think the vibe from her, she really loves Nigeria. She loves the holiday here in Nigeria too. So I really like every part of her story. Just that part that there's no other landing space in Nigeria, that's not really cool. That's not really cool.
All
at
right.
least neighboring states, you have airports that we can land to. You know, the plane can land. Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling. And on that note, we'll go for a quick break. See, I wonder all the time, why do we have internet? Why do we call some airports in Nigeria international airports, but then international flights don't land there? I'm just asking. If somebody can help me answer, especially FAAN, can you help me? Why do we call them international airports, but then they can't carry the heavy flights that come from abroad? I'm just curious. Maybe this will be a conversation for another day. We'll have to go for a break. It's your What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. When we come back, have you gone to try to, you know, get a passport or get your biometrics to renew your passport or try to do something with your NIN and then you were told that, oh, there was a mistake. We made a mistake on your date or date of birth or a mistake on your middle name or something. And then when you go to NIMC, they say, well, you have to pay 15,000 before you fix it. Have you been in that situation? Or were you also presented with we have a fast track, 60K. Let's talk about it.
It's What's Up Lagos right here.
Yeah. 15 minutes gone past the 11 o'clock hour. It's still What's Up Lagos, the nation's number one talk news and sports. We're broadcasting live from Itamiang Crescent right here in Victoria Island. And of course, I always say Lagos's best conversation resides here. Yes, you can take that to the bank. Now, let's talk about your NIMC experience. I've had so many complaints. I have had people send me this and ask me these questions. I just want to put it out there. I tried to get the spokesperson for NIMC to come on the show, but, I couldn't get him to come. Didn't take my calls, didn't respond to my messages. Because, you see, I would really prefer that these questions be directed at him. So if I, for example, take all your detail, your data, and then I ask you to, and then I put it down. I want to make an ID card, or I want to, you know, this is going to be your social security. And then I make a mistake. I make the mistake in your details and when I'm imputing them. And then you come back to me and say, look, you made a mistake. This is not what I gave you. Then I say, well, I'm sorry I made a mistake, but you have to pay me 15,000 naira to fix that mistake. And it might take me 3 months to fix it. How does that help us to go forward? I'm just curious. I remember the situation where, you know, people were made, in fact, we were driven with a cane to go get our NIN, you know. We were one of the first sets of people to get our NIN. And most people didn't even know what it was at the time. You know, a group of people just came to the office and then our boss said, all of you go and register. And then I still had that sleep for years. When I started hearing announcements about the fact that, oh, you know, if you don't, you know, link your NIN with your, you know, your phone number, you might get your line tossed, et cetera, et cetera. I was one of the first people to do it. And then I traveled out of the country and then I came back and I tried to use my phone and my line was tossed. And so I sent a long tweet to NIMC and my network operators to tell them that, you know, you guys are a bunch of jokers, right? I was one of the first people who linked. So you just randomly tossed people's lines because you want people to just troop to your office. You're not doing your job. And then I think that same day my line was restored, apparently. But I want to talk about this issue of, you know, people being asked to pay 15,000 to rectify a situation with their NIN, you know, the information, the data. A lot of people have said they didn't even realize there was a mistake. Some of them even have the cards. The card that looks like a social security card, like it looks like a voter card. Those are the people who are the only ones who've gotten. I still don't have that card. I still have my sleep.
Sleep.
Yeah. So a lot of them only realize when they're going to, you know, renew their passports, their international passports. Then they say, oh, you have to go. There's a mistake. It doesn't tally with what we have here in our data. And then, you know, they say, go to NIMC. It might take you a few weeks. And then you get there and they say, oh, it'll take a couple of months, if not 3 months. And then you say, is there something we can do to fast track? And they say, well, if you want to do fast track, 60,000.
Wow.
So I'm wondering, what exactly is going on at the NIMC? And have you had this experience, guys? Because I would like to hear from you. Join the conversation. If you have had this experience where you try to correct your data at the NIMC and they're telling you to pay, did you pay? And how long did it take for you to get it? And for those of you who haven't paid, what do you do? You know, for some people said, we requested to see the boss. Even the boss said we have to pay. So what exactly are we doing at the NIMC? Is this some form of racketeering? Is this a money-making? And I'm curious, and if it is, why do we always look for an opportunity to fleece Nigerians of monies that some of them do not really have? I'm imagining you force me to get this information so that I can use it. Because again, I'm one of those people who ask why we have to, you know, keep giving data. You go to the bank, you give biometrics. You want to get a driver's license, you get biometrics. You want to get your passport, you do the same thing. You still... I mean, literally, we're giving bio data every other day. Why can't we have a bank where we sync all of it at once so that you don't have to keep doing it over and over again? Every time you're renewing your international passport, you take another, you know. So if you make a mistake on my data that I gave you correctly and then you impute the wrong thing, you still ask me to pay 15,000. And if I want it to be fast, because you see, we're Nigerians, we always look for fast track. And to fast track it, I have to pay 60,000. That's somebody's salary. Some people can't even afford the 15 first. And why does it take 3 months to rectify a date or a number, a figure? Why does it take that long? Join the conversation. 0700-993-993-993. I'd like to hear from you, Lagos. 0700-993-993-993. And if you're walking the NIMC, I'd really want to know what's going on there. Can you, you know, fill me in? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Please turn off your radio. Please turn off your radio when you call.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
I have an experience, a very nasty experience about this NIN. I went to retrieve my line. So on getting to the NTN office, they demand for my NIN, which I did. After presenting them to them, they say that my listing, they have to revalidate it. I said, I have used this thing to even to recover my line. But I was so surprised, they said I had to go back to the NIN, which I did. The NIN people started demanding that I have to pay them 3,000 naira before they should do it. And that one take them almost about 3 days before they do it. So that one even delayed me for recovering my line, you know, which I use in my business. This is one of the nasty experiences I have with NIN.
All
right.
Thanks a lot for calling. I mean, I'm just super curious that because you see, I'm wondering why I have to pay for you to do your job. When we talk about the issue of corruption in this country, you know, we're very quick to point fingers at our leaders. The politicians are very corrupt. Our leaders are very corrupt. But then we fail to see that in these tiny offices, that woman who's refused to push your file from one table to another because you refused to give her 1,000.
Trust me.
You're part of the corruption.
Marianne, she's going to blame the reason for our corruption on the corruption of our leaders.
I always ask, if a commissioner or a minister comes to a ministry, he just moved to that ministry, he's not been a civil servant for years or anything, there's civil servants there, they're directors, they're permanent secretaries, they're all kinds of people, clerks and all kinds of people, and these are people who are part of the system. who introduces the commissioner into the racketeering that's going on in the ministry? You know, it's quick. We're quick to say the minister is so corrupt.
Mm-hmm.
The ministry is there. Is the commissioner working alone? Is he the only person running that ministry? Are there not people in those ministries? So, you see, you go to, let's say you want to do something with NYSC. They will kick you, they will use you, you will go around in circles, and then they will now say, just bring money, they will do it quickly for you. But it's your job, right? Why do I have to pay you to do your job? Imagine if I have to say, for the next segment, I think people need to send me credit so I can do the next segment. It's ridiculous. Anyway, back to the phone lines. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
Morning, what's up, Lagos? Go ahead.
Finally. What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Cheers to life. Good morning. You have very few seconds to go ahead. Just quickly.
I have time for this, but finally I'm through. Yeah.
Okay.
To say something to this topic about the NIC, in my own case, I have not been asked for money to pay, but I find it ridiculous. After several years that I've been using my NIM, I found out my...
I'm so sorry. We have to go for a break. Please call us back. Oh.
Right here.
Yeah.
Feel good.
Go.
Thank you. It's where Lagos's best conversation resides. 36 minutes gone past the 11 o'clock hour. So what's up, Lagos? I'm Mary Anna Cole. InfoGirl is sitting right next to me, giving me some moral support.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you're just joining us, we're talking about the NIMC and what some people would call a racketeering that's going on there. Well, I'm not sure what it is, and that's why I'm asking. I've gotten several complaints about people being asked to pay for mistakes that were made on their... data, you know, maybe their name, the date of birth. It could have been September and they put August. It could have been 23rd, they put 4th. Most people who have realized this and have gone to get it rectified have been asked to pay the sum of 15,000. Some people say they were asked, you know, as usual in Nigeria, we always look for the quick way out. And someone said they asked how can I make it fast? Is there a fast tracking? Because I need to travel out of the country and I need to renew my passport and I need this NIN rectified so that I can get my passport. And they said 60,000 naira. So I'm asking the NIMC, because like I said at the beginning, I tried to reach out to the NIMC spokesperson and he didn't respond to my calls, didn't respond to my text messages. I would have loved for him to be the one on this show answering these questions, putting the record straight. But then I want to let you, Lagos, tell me if you've had that experience and what did you do? Were you asked to pay a certain amount of money? Did you pay? How long did it take for you to get your NIN corrected so that you could use it for whatever you wanted to use it for, or revalidated, if that be the word? I've gotten some messages that are coming in. We're going to read those messages, but join the conversation. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. If you're a lady, call 01465-7190. We'd like to hear from you. What's going on at the NIMC? And I'm wondering, Nigerians being fleeced of their hard-earned cash? Let's go to the phone lines. We'd like to hear from you. You can also tweet at Nigeria Info 99.3 with the hashtag What's Up Lagos. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning, Marianne.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey. Yeah. Cheers to life. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Alex.
Alex.
Okay. Yeah, you know, this thing you are talking about, first of all, I just want you to know, I don't know whether you don't know that the people that support this country most are the civil servants.
Hmm.
They're the civil servants. That the one that will tell you to go and bring your grandfather head and be looking for whatever the front paper, you have to pay this and pay that before they can do anything. If I have my way in this country, the first thing I'll first deal, I come to power, I first deal with those civil servants.
Huh.
And they are the type of people, they will be there. I remember there was a show on your program here that not you then, as it was the techers, they were asking, you know, you find out that some of them, when they are in power, they will refuse to do anything. Then they will start crying around that when it's time for them to start taking their pension and all those stuff, they will not have access to it. What they should have done when they were sitting down there. You know, it's easy to ask money. I know of a man who works, to be precise, in NAFDAC. When the man retired, you know, he told his wife to go and sell water or something. Then later he had to pack up because he could not cope. Mm-hmm. I said, guy, you are welcome to our club. That's how it is. When people be sitting out there, because to go and bring money, bring this, bring that, bring that, bring that. You think it's easy to get this money. Now you are in that shoe. What am I saying? All these parastatals, they are all together. They are like that. They will tell you to go and look for money. So go and bring this, go and bring that. And that is what they are paid for. That's why the government, that's why they are sitting down there.
But is it legal? Because you see, if I tell you that I need money to be able to do WhatsApp Lagos, and you tell me, well, that's your business. If you like, do it. If you don't like, or you report me to my bosses, I'm sure that something will be done. But in this case, if Nigerians are paying.
This is the boss that send them money to go and be bringing the money. But why are you going to report? Why are you going to report to?
But if
your boss is the one, they will tell you, madam, Oga self, go, we know our Oga, we have Oga. Which means that Oga knows. Oga will just show do face as if he doesn't know. But it's the one go that is even the mastermind of that thing. So who are you going to report to? So that's just the problem. If only everybody will just, if everything is done on merit in this country and people just do their work the way they ought to do, we will not be in the mess we are in today. So we're just crying that we want new government, want new government. The people that are crying are the same people that we get there and begin to do nonsense. So we're in the same. The angel will not come to Nigeria to come and help us. It's only when we have a change within that we ourselves will be able to do, we'll be able to move forward. But as long as we remain like this, oh God, it's a pity. God will help us.
Thank you, Alex, for calling. I can feel the pain in your voice. And that's why I started the conversation by talking about, you know, corruption, because when we talk about corruption and how endemic and how deep-seated it is in the fabrics of the country,
very passionate about.
We're not talking about ourselves here. We're talking about leaders. But these leaders, they come from us.
Ooh.
Are they not from amongst us? And who's aiding and abating these so-called leaders that you're pointing fingers at? And that's what Alex is making reference to. So I'm asking, what has been your NIMC experience, especially if there has been a mistake? Like the few people who sent me these, you know, complaints are people who tried to renew their passports and then they realized that there was a mistake, because you can't tell by the sleep. It's when they're trying to marry your data with that, which is in the NIMC's data bank, then they realize there's a mistake, and then you know, you have to go and fix it. Okay, you gladly go to NIMC and they say, well, you see, we made the mistake, but you have to pay 15,000 for us to rectify it.
For the mistake that they made.
Yeah.
Anyway, like you said, I was just going to say that if you had, you know, brought the official who would have answered the question, I probably would have wanted to ask something like, is there a way to confirm before you go ahead and do stuff like
because
this?
Because there is no way. Because I have my sleep. I take my sleep everywhere. And you can't tell from your sleep that maybe there was a mistake in the data or in the bio data.
Like,
but
just
you
go and say, I want to confirm if this matches what's on your system. Please, can you help me check just before you go ahead and do anything with that sleep?
Yeah, yeah. It's I really wish that, you know, when we call on officials, they would be able to come and, because you see, it doesn't take anything. It's just for you to answer questions and set us straight so that we know where to go and what to do. But I want to hear from Lagosians for the next 10 minutes before we're out of here. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Just alive.
Just alive.
This is the voice of somebody that doesn't have chicken and goat meat to eat. See, you've just told us that you invited the Oga and no reply. Give us his number so that we'll harass him with calls.
Absolutely not.
No.
You won't do it. So threaten him that you
I'm not allowed to do
time.
That.
Just have another appointment with him because we can't be telling them what we already know. Do you understand? You know this, they opened one station on Airport Road that is supposed to be taking people with this, their blue bus, to Lagos Island, from Mafoluko, all the Ejibo people, they opened it to Ajawe Estate and all that. They launched it, they came and did everything. We've never entered any of the buses. I've been trying to call the commissioner for transport, or the transport commissioner, whoever he is. I've been trying to call him. He never picks the call. You understand? Bring these people to the station, please. Let's know what's happening. Whether we are not part of Lagos State, and most of us...
No, the buses are not ready. We've commissioned it, but the buses are not ready to move.
That station has been commissioned. Because if they have it on Mafoluko, like Ajawa Estate Junction, Airport Road Junction, people will not be taking their cars to Lagos Island. And with only one road, apart from this new one, like this Costain, entering into this market, Oyimbo.
into Lagos Island. There's no other road, Third Mainland Bridge. This is the time to use the buses and reduce traffic on the roads.
Mm.
So you people should call them. I'm sure you experience the traffic, or you don't live on there, or you don't do bridge. We do bridge every day.
I experience the traffic on this side.
Let's know why the buses are not on Airport Road. Is anybody asking them not to bring it? Why are we suffering? They opened Ajawa State, Ejibo, people stream in from there. They are walking on Sele. Nobody is passing through there again. They are all coming through here. Why can't we have the buses at least from 5 a.m. till about 10, 11?
I'm sure we can try to see if we can.
Please get them. If you're serious, if you do bridge, please help us bring them. And then this man you said you called and all that, threatening him that you give Lagosians his number so that we know exactly what. Yes, because they said is correct. The guys know what is happening. So if he's not among the racket, those that are doing the racketeering, then he should come and explain to us what children should do.
Okay. Thank you very much, because you said a lot. But threatening? No, not really. So I'm going to try again. I'm going to try again. It's his prerogative to come or not, but I mean, his duty is to inform us on whatever developments are, you know, taking place within his ministry or his department or his agency. Hello, good morning. Apologies. Call us back if that was you. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Okay, you guys, relax. Everybody's calling. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Okay.
How are you?
We're good. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Mel. I am calling from Igondo.
All right, Mel. Have you had an NIMC experience?
Yes. A serious one. I went to register for NIM. And the registrar there asked me my BVN number, which I gave him. He used that one. He said, okay, he said, I've been registered, this and that. He printed that slip. Then I went to process a document with a Stanbic IBTC. So when I got there, they told me that my birthday NIN is different from the birthday I have with them. I say it's a lie. So they told me that is just the blanket truth. They printed it out, and I saw Ikorokoro. They printed my NIN out. The date of birth on those two documents were totally different. I had to go back to the place where I registered the NIN. They said I should go to Alausa. Mm-hmm. I went to Alausa. They said I should pay 15,000 naira. I got angry. I left them. I went back to the police. They sent a register this thing. They say yes, so I have to pay 15,000.
What is it?
Because of the urgency of the document I was processing, I had to pay that 15,000 naira.
But did you ask? Did you ask what exactly you were paying the 15,000 naira for, and what was the 15,000 going to be used for? Because I mean, I can't just be doling out cash that I don't have.
My dear, it's I did not ask. They say that is the processing fee. That is what I was just told, that it is a processing fee. I even tried to see whether I can negotiate. They told me no. And true, I tried another center. I went there and told them, this is the problem I have. They said it's 15,000 naira.
Wow.
I have a receipt, which the center still have the receipt.
Please do me a favor. Take a photo of that receipt and send it to us on WhatsApp.
On WhatsApp?
Yes, on Nigerian Falls WhatsApp. Do you have the number?
Yes, I have your WhatsApp number.
Perfect. Please send it to us. We'd like to see a copy of that receipt. Thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you very much for calling. Interesting times, eh? 15,000 naira to process what? What exactly are you processing?
Look at me here, just trying to...
You took a long time to get information. I gave you my... Because I can't give you a wrong birth date. I'm sure that some people might. But if I gave you... And the on that form, that I think we failed our birthdays twice or something. I can't remember. But then, I mean, there should be opportunities for you to look at what INEC is doing. If your information is wrong, there's a portal for you to go back to and make sure that you verify the information and make sure that it's validated. Why do I have to pay 15,000? What are you processing? Are you going to Germany to do it? I mean, I'm trying to understand. Please make it make sense. NIMC, 15,000 naira to process what? To click on a date and rectify it. Why don't you give us a link to go back to the site, go under our profiles and do it, and then keep the 15,000 naira. I'm trying to understand this because I wonder, why is it always, you know, easy for ministries, departments, agencies in this country to fleece Nigerians of monies that they don't even have? It doesn't make sense. For something that you forced people to get, there is a mistake. Why do I have to pay money to correct that mistake, especially if the mistake was made on your part? I'm imagining why I, Marianne, would go and give you a different birthday from my own because I know my birthday. Or I'll give you a different middle name when it's not. I mean, I'm... Back to the phone lines, guys. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh, dear. Hello, good morning. Sorry about that. Please call us back if that was you. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Just alive. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Queen of Sheba. Oh, you have sent my son an errand.
Yes. Your son is enjoying holiday.
Yeah, make him bring plenty for mommy.
We bring it.
Okay. I regard to what you are saying. I believe it is from ministry to ministry, they organize themselves to take advantage of whoever is coming to meet up the responsibility of why they are there to affect lives. So if not so, they're supposed to have a room called a complaint department in that ministry. The complaint department, you go there and complain, this is what is going on. So they have to take it off. Nothing like that.
And what if, I mean, because I'm sure that there are complaints departments in most departments and agencies. Can you hear me? What if, because somebody's saying that, what if your guys are also in cahoots? Complaining doesn't change anything. Who's going to take it up if we're all...
No, let there be office of the complaint department. Where that could be registered on the outside, and the person in charge of the complaint department will be held responsible before the Oga will know it.
Okay. All right.
Then when you talk about even the money in the offices, what is the duty of the audit? We have two types of auditing. Internal one that is attached to the ministry. The external one that enables the external auditor to know the amount of money that has been dispensed, which the internal auditor has recorded.
Okay.
But yet, a lot of money disappears or not be recorded as regards to how it is dispensed.
Okay. All right. All right. We'll not go into the auditing here. We're just talking about, you know, monies that are being paid. How legal are these monies? And whose pocket is it going to? Is this money being one way or the other, you know, given to the federal government? And under what name? What subhead? We got messages. Let's quickly run through those messages before we wrap things up. We have very, very little time.
Mm-hmm. Now, this person says, my own experience is that I fill the occupation column with legal practitioner. And when I collected my sleep, I saw trader and somehow I'm expected to correct it. What assurance do I have that it would be corrected?
I don't think I would mistakenly say that I am a journalist if I'm a lawyer.
No, he now says that. Anyway, law is a type of trade. We move.
Okay, we have very little time.
James in Jakonde, like he says, my friend did his own NIN for 17,000 naira in Naija. He was in need of it because of bank wahala. Then he did his
fiance's own.
Yeah, because of 5,000 naira. I'm looking at Zeta and I'm scared of this guy.
Well, we got to go, Lagos. I'm hoping that I can get the NIMC spokesperson in the studio next week because this is something we have to talk about. But don't forget, you can go on my Instagram and watch the video of the South African lady. It's M-I-M-I-E-Y-O on Instagram and on Twitter. And just search for Marianne Dukukun everywhere else. I love you, Lagos. I'll be back tomorrow because it'll be Friday. Have a beautiful day. Lagos. Take it to live.